Hello, and welcome to our coaching call. I see Sarah in here. Is that Jabeen?
Yeah, it's Jabeen here.
Hey, how are you doing, love?
Yeah, okay. It's the first time I've joined this call. I finally figured out how to join, so yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Fun.
How are you?
I'm good. So, to begin, just really quickly, is there anything that we can celebrate that you've been up to?
From the Freedom Formula or the Freedom Tribe?
Actually, both, since I haven't heard your celebrations from Freedom Tribe either.
Yeah, I sent you an email before, but I'll just repeat what was on there. I did a few, I don't know if it's a build-up of some of the conscious mind alignment and family disentanglement work, but I do have a job now that is more, I had a job before, but I think the environment wasn't that suitable for me. My manager was not that respectful. I mean, he was getting me to do all types of secretarial work, and I'm like much more qualified, and he was taking work and stuff. But now I'm in a job where the people seem more respectful, and it's a nicer environment to work in. And I happened to get the job like within a week of the other position. My previous manager saying to me that he wasn't going to renew my contract.
You got a new one within a week.
Yeah, it was all seemed to line up.
Yay.
I wasn't even going to look for a job. Yeah, I wasn't going to look for a job. I was going to take the summer off, but it just happened to come along. So it might be to do with all the success work and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Totally. Well, I love that it just fell in your lap.
So that is
fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And then what can we celebrate elsewhere from Freedom Tribe or from the Accelerator?
Okay. Well, like I said, I was doing one of these permission to feel safe disentanglements, and I realized that one of the men that I had attracted into my life was actually, this was previously, he was making me feel how my mother must have felt in her relationship with my father. And that wasn't very good. But I realized where I was attracting that from. I was sympathizing with my mother. And even when I did the session, I had tears, and it was even hard to let that go and allow my mother to carry that by herself. But I hope I did allow her to carry it. Like you say, it's part of her divine journey, but it's sad to see that she would have chosen something like that for her divine journey. Because I felt it, so it's not a nice thing to go through. And but I'm glad to recognize the pattern and hopefully, distance myself from that type of attracting those types of men.
Yeah. Absolutely. That sounds beautiful. Great job, by the way, doing that session. Anytime we have tears in a session, it's always a very useful release. So that you had tears is actually quite useful. and great job just kind of shifting into allowing your mom to be with her journey. And basically what we're kind of doing is we're giving whoever we give the journey back to that vote of trust. And that way of looking at them and saying, you're strong enough for this. I'm not doubting you.
Yeah.
And so done on that.
Difficult. Yeah, it was quite difficult. But, it makes me sad even thinking about it now. But, obviously that was where it was coming from.
Yeah, absolutely. And anything else that has happened in Freedom Tribe that I know you wrote to me, but it's always nice to hear you say it where I can feel you and hear your voice So any other updates that you can share there?
I mean, there's probably lots. I just can't think of all of them right now because, you know, I've been for a while. So I'll just have to look through my journal, actually. Well, like I said, you know, I did another one about, I think it was permission for success. And in that one, I even had like a detox reaction, and that one was related to my father, how he was, I didn't realize, but when my father was, I was still at university then, but at that time my father had a shop and he was stabbed in the shop, and he set up his own business. That was his own business. And that was years ago, and I didn't realize I was still carrying some from that. But when I did that permission for success, I chose that scenario, and I cried in that one as well, and I had a detox reaction, and I didn't realize I was carrying stuff from that far back. I know we can carry stuff from even further back, but I didn't even know that it wasn't processed.
It was a thing. Yeah.
Yeah, and it needed to be released, and I guess that I didn't know how to release it or that it was even an issue, because I suppose you just push it away, don't you?
Yeah, and it's hard to tell that, you know, we don't really realize all the things that have an effect on us unconsciously because they're unconscious. And so it was great that you discovered that one. And how awesome that you had a detox as well. That means that, we, you know, all kinds of stuff was moving through and out of your body.
Yeah, it's funny. Obviously, this stuff goes really deep, doesn't it?
Yeah. And I see that Jenna has joined us. Jabine, have you and Jenna gotten to interface yet?
No.
Okay. Jenna, your mic is on. How are you, honey?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good. I don't know where you both live since you haven't interfaced yet. Can you share with each other where you live?
I live in Highbury.
Highbury?
What was that, Jenna?
I live in Highbury near Arsenal Football Stadium.
Oh, okay. I live in South London in Tooting. Near Clapham.
Yeah, I know Tooting quite well. I know that area.
Oh, okay.
Oh, cool.
I didn't realize you were in the UK. Okay.
Yeah, and by the way, I'll be coming to England between September 5th and September 19th. So we should definitely get together. And
okay.
I'll also I'm trying to find a space that can host our Entrepreneur and Small Business Institute meet up again so that we can do another evening of highly effective speed networking. So hopefully we'll have a couple chances to see each other, perhaps one through the meetup, and that's a place for you guys to get some more exposure and some clients. And then also if we can just get together and have our own powwow, I would love that.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks.
Oh, that's excellent. That would be really good. That would be really cool, actually, Dan. It would be great to see you and to spend some time with you. That would be fabulous when you're coming.
Yeah,
to London.
I think that would be so much fun.
So yeah,
We should definitely try to arrange all of our schedules so that we can meet up. Write down on your calendar that currently I think our meetup, the actual Entrepreneur and Small Business Institute meetup, will be on the 8th of September somewhere in London.
Yeah.
Okay.
And either of you know of a space that can host about 25 to 30 people for us to have like a free space to gather, do let me know. I am talking with a bunch of spaces in London trying to coordinate and get things going and but if you happen to know of something, do let me know.
Okay.
What places were you thinking of?
I usually contact co-working spaces. So, you know those co-working offices where people can rent a desk for month to month? They often have a conference room or some kind of side room. And what I asked them is if they'd be willing to be our sponsor, and basically they would give us the space for free in exchange for being able to speak in front of the audience and advertise their business.
That's a great idea.
Okay.
Yeah, and that way I don't have to charge people for the meetup itself, so all the participants get to come for free so long as I can keep the space free. And I like being able to do that. I don't like having to charge the participants if I can not. But that is a really great place for both of you to get some clients. I don't know, Jabine, how far you are along in the process, if you're even there yet. Where are you in the process in the accelerator?
Yeah, I've basically written up my packages and revised those. And, that's where I got to. I'm going to start the next step.
Okay, great. And so you're onto your specialties list.
Yeah, that's going to be the next one, yeah.
Great. And Jenna, where give us the updates. First, what can we celebrate with you?
I picked up a really strange client. It was a weird situation where I picked up two clients that have been interesting pick up. One was I did an event. I spoke at an event, and a lady afterwards and asked me if I would speak to her daughter because her daughter she thought I'd be a good fit for her daughter. Now I specialise in weight loss. That's my field. But the daughter has problems in relationships, and so that was the area that she wanted me to coach her in. So when I spoke to the daughter, I had a consult with her. Excuse me, voice. Had a consult with her, and we got.
I lost sound on you, Jenna. Did you fall out of the call? No. Oh, she fell out of the call. That happens sometimes. Her call drops, so I'll wait for her to come back in. In the meantime, while we're waiting for her to call back in, Jabine, what can I help you with either your packages or your specialties list? What questions do you have?
With my packages, I sort of just like have dumped lots of things that I do and tried to price them up. I don't know if it's all practical. Maybe I could send it to you and get your view on it.
Yeah, can you upload it into the accelerator on Facebook?
On Facebook, yeah, I could do that, yeah.
Yeah,
the
Facebook, you can, because then I can give you some direct feedback right now, if that's something you can do while I'm chatting with Jenna once she comes back in.
Might not be able to do it right now, but yeah, I can send it on Facebook, yeah, definitely.
Okay, yeah, put it in there so that other people in the group can give you feedback and I can give you feedback in there as well.
Okay, I've recently done another different type of healing course because I do homeopathy as my main service.
Mm-hmm.
And also recently I did an energy healing course called Theta Healing. So I added that on the list because I've done a beginner's course on it. And so it's just a combination of different things that I do. And,
that's perfect.
Yeah,
no, that's
sort
fine. Because it's all part of the healing. I mean, it's all towards the same end, right, which is helping somebody heal.
Yeah,
that's great. You can combine modalities in packages for people. That's totally fine. So long as it makes sense why you're adding different things into the package, that it actually kind of goes together, then I don't think people will have any confusion around it. So that's great.
It's just because homeopathy works on a particular level, but, it can change a person's mindset, but changing their belief
Theta
healing can change the beliefs.
Yep,
which goes
and that's huge in healing.
Yeah, it is, really.
And so that's great. That's perfect. I see that Jenna came back in. Let me turn on her mic. How do I turn on her mic? There we go. Jenna!
Oh, sorry about that. I caught myself off. because I'm clever like that. So with regards to the client, so basically I picked up a client who is, she's a unique client. She's my only client that I'm doing relationship coaching with. God knows why. But, yeah, that seems to be what I picked that one up. It's just so bizarre. Cause it's really strange. Cause I honestly believe the universe is telling me it's time for me to sort out my own love life. And one thing that I really want to celebrate with doing the work with the client work that I'm doing at the moment is the more I work with them, and Dana, I'll have to send you some of my testimonials. They've been amazing so far. The testimonials have been like, bring me to tears, the testimonials, because I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just bumbling along. But the feedback has been incredible, absolutely incredible. That's a real celebration for me, the fact that because I haven't had proper coaching training and all these things that I thought undermined me, just myself, just by working from the heart and just being me, having a positive impact. So that's been great in terms of testimonials and that impact. And then picking up a client who isn't even in my niche, I think, was a bit of a testimony. Well, she's like, when can we start working? So I have no idea what I'm going to do with you, but we'll figure it out along the way. You know, we'll work it out. So that was cool. And I didn't even have like a proper package to offer her as well. I was like, because my packages are designed around weight loss, I didn't really have something per se to offer her in terms of relationship coaching, but she just wants to work with me. So I'm like, okay, well, you know, we'll kind of work it out. And that's cool. And from a businessy perspective, I did have I've had a good week in terms of I've been doing two things. One, I've taken a social media course. I'm taking a social media course at the moment because I don't, you know, I really wanted to get my head around social media because I seem to be doing a lot of social media and not really knowing what I'm doing and quite understanding the numbers and, you know, what could work for me. And I want to work smarter because I am in essence lazy and I just want to work smarter. So I did the social media course, and one of the things that I did was Facebook analytics. I started to look at my stats, and I had, this is what my big celebration of the week is, and it's actually made me lazy, is according to Facebook stats, if you get a 1% engagement, that's about right on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
My engagement is measuring between 8 and 10%. So now
nice.
My challenge is to, this is what I want to actually speak to you about, because I was talking to Heather about it earlier, is how do I capitalize on that? I need to convert. Although people are engaging with me, I'm still not the conversion rate that I need. Although people like me, I need to get them to spend money now. So that's something that I sort of need to figure out, which was
so hold
really
on.
Reassuring to have that Facebook prop.
Yeah, that's great. Are you saying that from Facebook people are not converting to a free consult, or from the free consult people are not converting to a paid customer? Which one?
They're converting to the consult. They love what I'm putting
consult.
Out there. They love my media. They're just not.
Okay.
I don't seem to be reaching. I'm reaching people who like what I'm saying. They agree with my content, but converting it into consult is where I seem to be. It's where I seem to be struggling. So Heather has come up with doing a competition, and we're going to put that on my website, and we're going to put that on Facebook, and then see what happens there. But I'm really kind of stuck with terms of having this incredible engagement rate, but I don't think he's converting it.
Yeah, okay. And congratulations on your relationship coaching client. Sometimes people just want to work with you, and good job just creating a package on the fly and letting her sign up, because that totally happened, and someone wants to work with you, and you're like, okay, I'm going to create a package on the fly. Here you go. So excellent job on serving somebody who really felt drawn to you. That was really well done. And you have weight loss clients as well, right?
Yeah.
And apparently, even without coaching training, you're able to, people are loving you. People are loving your work.
Yeah.
fantastic. And so you basically right now your challenge is you want more free, you need more free consults.
It's to really get the it's to convert because people are liking my stuff, they're commenting, they're sharing my stuff on Insta. The three primary sources that I'm using, I've connected with that I found easy, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and people are really connecting with me on those platforms and sort of commenting, sharing, liking stuff. But I'm not getting the sort of consult rate. I'm not just not getting the consults out of it. And I don't know, maybe that's because I have recognized that August is a very, really quiet month over here, and it's silent. It's just really, really quiet in terms of business. I get that. But I'm just kind of like itching. I don't want to drop the ball in terms of conversion.
Okay. Usually when we use the word conversion, it means signing up for the sale. But right now, you're using it to mean getting a free consult. Is that right?
Consult, yeah. Yep.
Okay. And you've been posting on Facebook using the methods that I've shown you in the accelerator, and has that is that not producing new consults anymore?
No.
Okay, so time to switch to something new for you. It's good for me to know that.
I think with the Facebook, the Facebook post, the stuff that we've been doing with the Facebook posting that I followed from you has been fine and has definitely had an impact. I honestly get the feeling that at the moment that it's just like a fag. In terms of loads of people on holiday, I did the email shot.
Yeah, people are on holiday.
And people are like, I think it's everybody. Yeah, and loads of people
are
on holiday. So I've got that kind of feedback that it's a holiday thing, which is fine. And I have actually in my head and in my diary, I've put down, okay, just I don't want to be in a, I kind of started to feel as well that maybe it's just a comment that somebody made that they've seen loads of my posts. And I don't want people to start thinking, oh, here's another post from Jenna, and it's saturation, which is why
mm-hmm.
I kind of calm down.
Yeah.
So much, I don't want to saturate. Do you know what I mean? And just held up. I put a note in my diary that the 7th of September is like a new pick up again, round about the beginning of September, when people go back to work, back to school, and you know,
yeah.
starts again, and we're heading towards
yeah.
the black dress season. With me, weight loss, the black dress season is coming up. I'm starting to plant those seeds. So I just want to create like a strategy. Like a marketing strategy, something that I can start to work with. So I feel a bit in the air.
Well, okay, you might be ready for the next thing that I wanted to teach people in the accelerator that other people are telling me they're not ready for, which is teaching you the talk formula.
Yeah.
So in this time that you're basically waiting for the next couple of weeks for people to get back to September, back to work, back to school, do you want to start working on writing a talk? Are you ready for the next thing?
Absolutely. Because I started this week, after I got my Facebook analytics stats at the beginning of the week, and I actually started to understand what they meant and kind of got an idea of what they meant, I found myself kind of slacking off. And this week I haven't really done anything. I've posted some stuff for my clients.
I'll give you the next thing. Other people... And the accelerator has said that they don't want the next thing yet. And I, as you can see, I haven't been posting the next thing because I know that if I do that, there are people who are going to feel overwhelmed and they're going to feel like, oh, my God, I'm falling behind if they see that the next thing is already up. So pretty much everyone said, let me just keep focusing on my free consults. I'm still kind of getting into that. But if you're ready for the next thing, I will send it to you individually. And then I'll put it up in the accelerator when the rest of the team is ready for it. But that way, since you have this downtime now, I'll send you that because what the purpose of it is, it's the talk formula that I'm going to teach everybody that is the formula that you use for any talk you give. So whether it's a 10-minute talk, an hour talk, an hour and a half talk, you use this formula and you just kind of shrink it or expand it depending on how much time you have. But for you, the next step to getting more free consults is to do a free teleclass or webinar teleclass is easier because you don't need to prepare slides. And from the teleclass, at the end of it, after you've given them a bunch of content and value, then and they've gotten to know you better, then you say, if you want to one of my, you know, shed your weight now sessions, then email me here. So that is the next step to getting more free consults.
That is excellent. I think that's perfectly that for me to start working on that sort of now is perfect. Because I know that as we're coming September, people are going to be settling back into life, and then October we're starting to get into that party, little black dress season, and then January is when I really want to hit people with, look, you know, it's New Year, you know, Christmas is coming, it's New Year, it's weight loss, ka-ching, isn't it, January? That's when I really want to stop. Yeah, that would be great.
And you can even hit them, Jenna. For you, one of my ideas I want to give you is how to get through the holidays without putting on weight. So you can actually hit them in September and October with online, what's it called, teleclasses about how to not put on the weight during the holiday season. And you can get sign-ups before the new year, and then you can get a whole nother set of sign-ups in the new year because of get into the body you want, start the new year off right.
Brilliant.
So okay, I'll send you the talk formula. Exactly. So I'll send you the talk formula so you can start writing your teleclasses for both of those classes, the holiday one and then the New Year one.
Yep.
And Jabine, I heard that you were starting to respond to Jenna a moment ago. What did you want to say?
No, I just want to say that it sounds really good that you're getting clients from different consultancy arms that you hadn't even advertised. It's really remarkable. It's good because they're relating to you as a person rather than your service.
Actually, it's true.
Yeah, thank you.
You'll find that people, when they see you talk or they meet you, they just resonate with you, and they're just like, yes, you, I know you're not doing relationship coaching, but I want you to help me with relationship coaching. So that's
exactly.
Awesome.
That was really cool. So that's my thing at the moment, because I'm starting to get, I can feel, you know, I'll be completely honest, I can feel myself, because unless I'm told, you know what I'm like, Dana, unless you tell me what I need to focus on, I'm all over the place. So I need that direction. And I do feel that at the moment, with regards to, I've gone as far as I think I can with saturating people with my story.
Yep.
And I did actually start to align myself with with the overeaters group. And I haven't posted any of my stuff in there. I haven't. What I've done is I've just allowed myself to be familiar with people. And I posted one story about myself, about my journey. I haven't mentioned anything about what I do as a business.
Great.
I just put myself in it to be familiar to people, so that experience as well of what people's issues are that are different to my own. So that kind of being able to relate to it. So I ask people to ask me questions. And so I've got lots of now that I'm a kind of a friend of the group, they've given me lots of inspiration in terms of stuff that I can work with in terms of producing videos, taking it to the next level. In the meantime, I still need to get my bread. I still need to butter my bread. I still need to make money. And that's where I need the consult. I need to get onto that as well. So there's lots of being pulled in lots of different directions.
Yeah, okay. You're definitely, when you hit a point where you're ready for the next thing, let me know. You have my WhatsApp number, so you can text me. And Jabine, we should also get on WhatsApp together so that you and I can text too.
I'm on WhatsApp.
What's that, love?
Yeah, I'm on WhatsApp already.
Oh, perfect. Then, if you add my phone number to your address book, then your contacts, then I should pop up for you in WhatsApp, and then you can text me, and then that way we have a way to...
Yeah, that'd be really good. But where is the number then? Is it...
Say again? What is my number? It's the same as my cell phone number, so I'll email it to you right now.
Okay, great.
And then you can add me to... your contacts. And so, so Jenna, what questions do you have, or what can I help you with while we're here on, like, live on the phone?
Oh, actually, it's I wanted to ask you about it's something that I'm working with Heather on, which is the competition. Has she mentioned that to you?
Yeah. She has, yeah.
So I just wanted any sort of advice or tidbits or phrasing, actually, with regard to, because I'm going to make a little video over the weekend to use as like a 30-second video for part of the competition. But I just wanted to check with you any, like, because you know the language, like, what phrases, keywords, phrases, is there anything that I should use or I need to know, I should be aware of?
What are you going to be doing?
Phrasing.
Yeah. What are you going to be doing? I mean, what are you going to be doing in your contest? Because basically the contest is like, if you do like 3 of these actions, you get this prize. If you do 10 of these actions, you get this prize, right? Isn't it something like that?
The competition is basically what I'm giving away is a free color personality profile and the consult that goes with that specific gift. So that's what the prize is. And in order to win that, I'm trying to build my list. So it's about getting people's email addresses. And you enter a competition, you put your email in, and you enter into the competition. If you want a bonus entry into the competition, then I want you to tell me how, because I'm trying to get more, because I want to do the telewebinars and the classes and stuff. I actually need to know what people want to talk about. So the next part of that is to get a bonus entry. Tell me what you want to talk about, basically. So it's a bit of a brain picker, like, just tell me what you want. Just asking people, you know, what's the most challenging thing about, you know, mentally do you find about losing weight? Is it family? Is it friends? You know, what is it? And so that they give me that information and they get another entry into the conversation.
And how are you using the color thing with weight loss?
Okay, so what happens then is with your color, the color personality profile is the basis of everything that we do. So I say to clients that what we do is we identify who you are first, and that's what the profile does, and it also gives us an indication of how you relate to other people and how other people relate to you. And so it's the foundation for everything that we do, and I will not work with you without one.
And then once you have that information, you incorporate it into how you coach them for losing weight.
Yeah. Action plan, yeah. So it kind of forms the basis for our action plan. So somebody who is over-empathetic and is very, very emotional, the chances are they're not very action-orientated. They're more of a receiver than a giver. So it's about them taking baby steps, start taking action steps. But that's based on their personality profile. And the other thing with the personality profile as well is on a bigger scale, I'm hoping to gather the data because I have a hypothesis that certain personality types who are emotional eaters, and this is the way that you need to deal with that issue, because we've got an obesity crisis in this country that's heading our way, and the NHS are looking to save money. So if I can gather this data, this is like a sideline, to gather the data to prove my hypothesis and treatment, and then see how I can work with another business partner with regards to coming up with a strategy that we could present maybe in the next 3 years to our health service.
To do what?
To present to the health service. So what I'm doing is I'm gathering
data
on the correlation between weight, obesity, not emotional eating, and personality.
Yeah.
Data that I'm gathering using, because I'm getting a personality profile anyway, so I might as well use the data strategically. And so to prove a hypothesis that certain personality types who gain weight can be coached or can be treated with a more of a coaching approach, and actually create a coaching program around weight loss for certain personality types. That's the big goal.
Love it. Perfect. Okay, good. So, in that case, for your contest, How much wording space do you have? Like a paragraph?
Maybe less than that. Maybe like in the heading size, maybe three or four lines. I can get Heather to rejig the sizing, but nothing longer than, say, three, in heading.
Okay, yeah.
That
large. Yeah, gotcha.
Maybe, say, three lines.
And the first action gets them a free color profile, the test, basically?
The first action is them giving me their email, and they are then entered into the competition to win the personality profile.
Okay, and then the second one is they win what if they do it?
They get a second entry into the competition by answering a multiple choice question, basically.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay, I'm going to start brainstorming out loud, but these aren't final thoughts, so just write these down and then we'll play with it.
Yep. Yeah.
Win a personalized personality test. Win a customized personality test.
Customized.
Uh-huh, because you're going to talk to them too, right?
Yeah.
They're going to take the test, and then you're also going to do some work with them on the phone?
Yeah.
So the reason I'm trying to say personalize or customize, I'm trying to fit that in there to describe that it's not just that they get access to the online test, but they kind of get like some coaching and explanation.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to find a way to phrase that in language that is not jargon, because if we use jargon, doesn't mean anything to people. So everybody knows what a personality test is. People don't know what the color profile personality test is. So if you use the name, my concern is it sounds possibly like image consultant stuff, like what are your colors that you should wear based on your personality. And so I'm shying away from using the jargon lingo in that people can misinterpret what it means, and then you'll have, like, for example, guys being like, I don't need to be told what colors to wear based on my personality. So you work with guys,
that,
right?
No.
What's that?
I agree with that. I didn't even know what that meant, a color profile.
Right. And one of the secrets in marketing is to not use jargon, because you have to assume that the reader or the listener is an uneducated reader or listener. And I don't mean that they're dumb. I mean that they don't know the jargon of the industry that you're in.
Yeah.
And so you generally want to leave jargony words out and use words that everybody could understand just based on meaning. So that's why I'm saying, like, personality test, I feel like we can use that. I think enough people generally know what that is now, because the Myers-Briggs and Enneagram and stuff have made personality tests kind of a little bit more common in society. They've been around for some time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, win a personality test plus...
Would you mention there, Dana, that we're in a customized weight loss personality test? Because I don't want anyone who just wants a personality test. I don't want interested.
Gotcha.
I want a niche.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it is about.
So that, let's write that one down too. Win a weight loss personality test. And that's going to, I think, have that, a headline like that, even though we might still change it, has two curiosity hooks in it. The first curiosity hook is the word weight loss, and the second one is personality test. So, like, some people are going to be like, ooh, a weight loss thing. I'm attracted to that. And other people are going to be like, well, personality test, that's cool. Everyone loves getting typed. And so when you combine the two together, then you get that curiosity thing of, like, wait a minute, what? I've never heard of a weight loss personality test. Like, how is this combining together? And so it sounds kind of cool because it's novel. And I would capitalize weight loss and personality test. Actually, the whole sentence would be in title case. So, the, you know, every letter is capitalized in the sentence. And then for the subsequent lines, you'd want to continue to have teasers that draw people in. So something like, would you like to lose weight but have had trouble in the past? Something like that. Do you want to lose weight but have had trouble in the past?
Well, how about, are you struggling with your weight loss? Are you struggling to lose weight?
Sure. Sure. Any phrasing of that kind is fine. It's more the concept that I'm talking about here. And then the next line would be something like, it's probably because you aren't losing weight, or you aren't using methods that match your personality type, something like that.
Okay. Maybe your personality. It may be the fact that you're boring.
Or you aren't losing weight.
Say that.
You aren't losing weight in accordance with your personality type, or you aren't taking into consideration your personality type. You know, you're basically introducing this concept of the reason you've had trouble is because it's not customized to you and your personality type. So you need to be able to introduce that concept of, like, hey, here's the missing link, using these sentences, which is why I set up the sentences the way I just did. And then you might say on the third line, if you still have one more line under the headline, you have, like, something to the effect of, get two chances to win a free weight loss personality test, something like that. Or click below for two chances to win this customized, I don't know if I would say customized experience or customized with this personality test with private session, maybe, because you're kind of now teasing with the concept of private session. And they should know that it's not just the test, there's also a session that comes with it. So,
would you say something on win, get two chances to win your customized weight loss session? They're winning the session, Anna.
Yes. Say that again?
So they're getting the session and the test. So, because I remember you said using the word your before.
Correct. Say the sentence again. So, click below for
your... Get two chances to win your free, your weight loss, your personality, your... Oh, I forgot what it was now.
It's so long. The problem that I'm struggling with is, you could change the word to your, but the problem is, how much space do we have? And I'm not sure how much space we have, but the sentence right now is a bit long. So far what we have is, click below... for your chance to win the weight loss personality test plus private session.
Okay, yeah. That's brilliant.
So that covers everything we needed to say. I just don't know if you have that much space.
Yeah.
And click below is
I'll speak to Heather.
Call to action.
Okay. Okay, that's cool. So click below below for your chance to win the weight loss personality test and session, customized private session.
I think to save space, I would just say and private session.
Yeah.
Because I don't think in that particular sentence the word customized adds enough value to balance out that it's such an extra long word to add.
Okay. No, that's cool. I'll speak to Heather about how we position, because she just wanted me, because I think Heather knows what she's doing. She just wanted me to put the words together. And I said to her that I'd run it past you. And what she asked me to do as well is just to knock up a quick little, like a 20, 30 second video as well that gives my, that displays my personality. And so that she can do it, and then she can work her magic and put it all together.
Yeah, perfect. And for both of you, do you have any other questions, any other things that you can think of that I can help you with right now?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask about, I'm quite at the beginning of this process, so I've done the packages and I'm going to be doing the specialties list. Is it quite soon after that I get onto doing the website and the content for that?
Don't focus on website right now. Focus on all these other things first.
Okay.
Because you can get clients without having a website, but you can't get clients without having these other things set up in place. And my mindset right now, the smartest thing to do right now is to, as fast as you can, get through the specialties list and then your free consult script, which is the next thing after the specialties list.
Okay.
And get all that into place and start getting some practice free consults. The smartest thing to do business-wise is to basically focus on that first so that we jumpstart your cash flow. And once you've got that piece kind of in flow, you can take a moment and in some of your downtime in between your free consults, you can begin to put something up on a website. But truly, people think it's a mistaken thought in society that if I put up a website, business will come. It doesn't work that way. You can spend a lot of time.
Yeah.
It does nothing for you because people do not find you through your website.
That's true.
I had no website.
I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
I totally agree with what you said. I really do. That's exactly what I did. I made that mistake of trying to faff around with a website, and I wasted time faffing with a website. But to be honest, people are more interested in me as a person. You sell your personality.
Yep.
People buy you as a person.
Yep.
And if you allow them to connect with you and be completely open and honest and make, you know, just be honest and upfront and don't lie, people will find you. And then the other thing that then happens is they go, I've got a website that is just really, 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 really basic, and because they've met me, they've spoken to me already, they think that my website is amazing, but it's not. Stop it.
Yeah, I grew my business with no website, no business cards, no branding, nothing, and I was able to make money.
Well,
all of that ended up being, I saw my other people who were also trying to start a business at the same time as me, spending all this time and money doing their, hiring someone to help with branding, their website, their business cards, graphic design, logo, and they wasted so much time and money, and I blew them out of the water because I was able to get clients way faster because I didn't waste any of my time on that stuff. I knew that I just needed to focus on the thing that I'm having you do, Jabeen, right now, which is those three things, your packages list, your specialties list, and your free consults, and then just doing the free consults. So don't worry about the website. It's a lie in society, basically. It's a social lie that it matters. It doesn't matter. Get to it later. But right now, like...
And it's fun.
Truly keep your blinders on to the other
Have
stuff
fun.
And only focus on what's in the accelerator. There's a reason that I keep telling everybody in accelerator, like, literally only do the steps that are in the accelerator right now and don't veer. Like, don't start building a website. Don't start doing video marketing. Don't start... Like, it doesn't get you the traction you think it will.
Okay, and then the other question. Sorry, go ahead.
including social media. As you can see with social media, it is not getting you the free consults in the way that you had you would hope. So Jenna, the method that I'm giving you, next with the talks, that's going to get you more faster sign-ups than social media will. And so there truly is a reason that I set it up the way I did in the accelerator. And it's because I've seen so many other people, my colleagues, my friends, my past clients, before they found me, waste so much time and effort on both social media, branding, website, graphic design, and it did nothing for them. So I've seen behind the curtain of the wizard, and it's all smoke and mirrors.
That's a nice expression. So with the specialties list and the free consult script, how long roughly do you think I should be spending on that?
What's the question? Between those two, how much what should you spend on that? Time?
How much time? Yeah, how much time would it should it take me to do that?
Oh,
I'm just wondering if you're spending too much time or things.
You're wondering if what?
If I'm spending too much time on each little area, you see. I just want to know.
Oh,
really.
I see. What I say is get your first draft done and then bring it to your colleagues in the accelerator for feedback. And then whatever the feedback you get, use it to make your second draft. And bring it to me, too, because I also will give you some feedback that you can put into your second draft. And remember that for each of these things, we want you to work at a C level. So I know in school we've all been taught we should try to get A's. Straight A's is like the greatest thing in school. And in business, straight A's is bad for you, and we need to break that mentality. You want to get straight C's. And what I mean by that is it just needs to be good enough to go out the starting gate and start using it. And then as you're actually working with people, you'll continue to make your third draft and your fourth draft after you see how real clients are responding to your price packages, your specialties list, and free consult questions. So...
Well, thanks. Really, that's really good advice because there is a tendency to try and make it really good.
Yeah, and we want to break that bad habit that we all picked up from school because it actually slows you down in business. And I know this is a weird way to say it. You're actually losing money right now by working at it. Because there's people, the faster you get through those things, the faster you start getting paid clients. And so... if you try to spend too much time getting it to an A level and looking good, you're actually losing money.
I completely agree. I've got people who want to have the consults, and they're saying to me, are you going to give me a consultation? So I need to get to that point where I can
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So for your specialties list, look at all my previous examples. Cheat liberally, like, take the ideas from some of the samples. don't completely rob it. Don't just plagiarize it. But take the example, slightly change it to make it your own. So it's not just a bit of copy-paste job. But, you know, slightly change things to make them your own. Add anything else that you can think of. And then start bringing it to the other students in the accelerator, getting some feedback, post it in the Facebook group so we all can see it and give you feedback on there, including me. And then move on to your free consult because I gave you a template for that, but there are some things you need to figure out and fill in into the template to make it fit your business.
Okay.
How much time do you have each week to work on things? Because you could probably finish both within a week or two.
Well, I'd like to do that.
If you just really kind of sit down and do it.
Yeah, I need to sit down and do it because I start university in September, and one of the first things will be submit a case, which will basically be a consultation and a follow-up.
Oh, perfect. Then, yes, in the next week, just, like, hit it hard and so that you can start doing some practice sessions, basically practice free consults with some people. And
okay.
I'll do the way that I encourage the rest of the group. Actually, Jenna, I think, took my advice the fastest, which is try to do the pre-consult practice sessions with real people. Try not to do them with a bunch of students in the accelerator or your family and friends, because you will not get the real experience, because students in the accelerator, family and friends, are answering your questions usually in a courtesy kind of way, and they know you, so they treat you differently during the consult, and sometimes they start to want to give you feedback. And I told everyone, if you do any practice sessions with students, or particularly friends and family, tell them, please don't give me feedback on the process. Just play pretend client, and that's it. Like, don't tell me you should change this, you shouldn't do that, I didn't like this part. Don't do that. Because it's going to confuse the process. And so the faster that you're willing to just do practice sessions with real would-be clients, you're actually going to progress fast. Jenna did that faster than anybody.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
And she already, and her first two practice sessions, the client signed up.
Oh, wow,
I'm pretty sure.
Good. So when you say free consult, is the consult asking them questions about what type of service they would like, or is it my consultation as a service?
Watch the.
I mean, like, research.
Yeah, watch the videos. It's meant to be a complete session unto itself. Mm-hmm. Even if they don't sign up, they are getting extreme value from the session, such that they will sing your praises and be like a walking billboard for your business.
Okay.
Yeah, I had Trevine. Sorry to interrupt you there. I had people with my experience with the consults, and I did exactly what Dana just said, where I didn't practice with anybody. I think I practiced once in the group, and I just hit the ground, just attacked it straight off and got people to practice to do my consults with. And the first two, like Dana said, they signed up and straight away. But with regards to the consults as well, because you know your niche, you know what you're talking about, you just have it, all the consult is, don't make it bigger than it is, it's just a conversation. And the way that it's designed, trust me, do you know I mean, really believe me. I know it's easy for Dana to say, she's been doing it for years, it's her program, but take it from somebody who just followed what she did. Stick to the script, make it your own, because I stick to the script. But no, the script is the skeleton. You add your own meat and your own personality and your own bits to it, but stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
And go through the process of the positive, and then and really give back the story. Drop your stories in there as well, because people love to relate to the stories, because you have to write the stories, put them in. And then when you do the sort of the flip side and you focus on the negatives with people as well, just go through that. And I promise you, by the time you get to the point about let's talk money, and you send your specialties list and you send your price packages, it is so natural, it's so organic that you because they say to you, oh, what do you offer? They start to ask you because you're going through, because they would have had the experience of the positive, oh, wow, this is what they want, and you open their minds and they can visualize what it is that you can do with them. And then they realize why they haven't got it quite right now, and they make connections during your consult with them. And because you've done that with them, they naturally want more. It's like they're a fish on a hook, like a worm on a hook. We're a worm on a hook to guide people. And if they can't work with us, what my experience has been, I've had a couple of people who, for whatever reason, haven't been able to work with me, but they want to. And I've got them in my diary to come back to. I did a consult today with a lady that, it's really strange, I want to work with her. I'm desperate to work with her. And she's actually seeing another coach at the moment that she's committed to. And she's like, as soon as I finish, and there's her finances and whatnot, as soon as she's finished working with this coach, she wants to work with me. And so I've invited her to come on my, because I do group coaching, to come on my group coach call next week as a gift, just to keep her there. And so that next month, when she's freer, we can do the catch up. I've got her in my diary to do the catch up. And I said to her she can keep up to date with my Facebook posting, because I post on Facebook, and she can follow, and, you know, so we're in contact. So when I go back to her next month, she will still have had my experience, and she won't have forgotten me. I won't be calling her cold. But that was stuck with the script. By the time she got to that point where she wanted to work with me, unfortunately, she financially afford to because she's committed to somebody else. But once she's finished with that person and that money's back in her bank account, she wants to work with me.
Jenna, yeah, you just gave me
the script.
You just gave me full body chills the whole time that you were talking. I got chills after chills after chills after chills. Because you nailed it. You nailed it. You have nailed everything that I've taught you, and you stick to the script. You also nailed what to do when somebody says, I want to work with you, but not until next month or whatever. You also nailed all the stuff that I was talking about keeping them warm and keeping them engaged and all of that. So bravo you, my love. You were just on fire.
But it just feels so natural. I think that's the thing. The thing is, though, the point I'm making to Jabeen is the fact that it's so – once I think the most important thing is find your niche, find what you're passionate about. And once you get there, people just feel it. And then when they connect with you, I just want to help people. I just want to serve people. And because that's where I'm coming from, they feel it. And even if they can't work with me for whatever reason, the guy, one of my consults where he couldn't work with me because he's got lots of stuff going on in his life. But what he did, and this was amazing, I was speechless, was after we did the free consult, and the consult is free, he sent me an email asking me for my bank details because he just wanted to make me a little payment because he appreciated me spending time talking to him. And he sent me some money. And he's written me a testimonial.
And that's how powerful the session is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He paid me. He paid me for the free session.
Exactly. And that, Jabeen, is the power of the way that the free consultation is designed. It's designed to be so good that people, that it's normally a paid session. But it's also designed in such a way psychologically that you are not accidentally giving away free coaching, because most people in a free consult basically do a first free session and they start coaching the person and helping the person, and that is not the way people to sign up. And so the way that I designed the free consult is to make sure that you don't accidentally give away your services for free in such a way that it doesn't inspire people to sign up, because that's what happens to most practitioners. And then Jenna's just nailed it correctly. I mean, she's just nailed it. Yeah, once you watch the videos, Jabeen, you will understand what we're both talking about. The free is the first half is mindset work and goal setting work for the person. The second half is exploring the blocks that are getting in their way and dropping in some stories about previous people you've worked with to illustrate that you have experience in that area, to illustrate that whatever problem they're going through, your process is able to solve. And there's much more to it. I'm just giving you that super basic outline just so you understand what Jenna means when she says, you know, I helped him with his goals, and in the second half we talked about what was missing, and those mini stories are really important. I wanted you to know what she meant when she said those things. And you won't understand until you watch those videos, so just take the next week and, dive deep and go all the way in and get caught up to where you can start doing free consults.
Yeah, I think that's the place I have to get to start building up experience for university in September.
Yeah, because once you start getting good at free consults, even when you're in university, you can just sprinkle, you know, two or three free consults somewhere during the week and start picking up clients, start making money.
Yeah, and I have to submit a case, so I want to be able to choose a good one.
What's a big one?
I want to be able to choose a good case, so then I have to have a few different ones to choose from in terms of how I treated them and what the response was and things, the follow-up.
The phone broke up a little bit, so I'm sorry. I still couldn't catch that.
Yeah, I was just saying I want to have built up enough cases where I can choose a good one to submit as my...
Awesome. Good. So great.
So I have to get on with it.
Yeah. And, you know, if you go into the Freedom Formula contact sheet, you have access to that, right, Jabeen?
Yes.
Yeah, then you have a way to contact the other people in the accelerator and ask them to look over your specialties list, your price packages. When you have questions or need support around, like, taking a look at the questions that you entered into the free consult script, same thing, right? Okay. And, of course, if you do want to do a couple practice sessions with some other students, just so you kind of get, you know, the feel of at least running through it, the contact sheet is the place to go to hook up with other people.
Okay, great.
Awesome. Fantastic. Well, ladies, it's been such a pleasure to get to connect again and to be with you for the first time in our group coaching call. And let's all figure out a time that we can get together in London, just us girls, and have our own girl time and powwow. And then do mark in your calendar September 8th. I'm hoping to find a place for that evening to host our networking event.
September 8th? I can't remember September 8th. Is there any other day? Or is that the day you have to do it?
It's a Tuesday evening, and
yes.
I'm only free to run the event either Monday or Tuesday evening, I think it is. Or no, maybe not Monday evening. Maybe that's the only evening I'm available. Yeah, that is the only evening I'm available. And so I'm trying to make it happen for that.
What time would it be?
7 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Awesome sauce. And Jenna, I'll send you the talk formula sheet. In fact, Jenna, we should hop onto WhatsApp and have a chat with each other. You know how we can call each other in WhatsApp?
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot you a call right after
Sorry,
we get off.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just opening a bottle of champagne for my daughter. She had her results today.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you a call right after this.
Okay, cool.
All right. Talk to you later, ladies.
Bye.
Bye.
You are currently the only person.